Linda, what's on your mind?
Thank you very much for taking my call, Dr. Wright. I know you're an expert in hormones, so I definitely wanted to run my problem by you. I'm 72-year-old now. 40 years ago, I had fertility problems, and they had used Stabestrol, which is banned, Provest, and Provera in order for me to have two children. I just recently, at 72, started light spotting. So I saw an OBGYN that I haven't seen for years and years, and they said I had a fibroid on my cervix, which they removed. And then they did a pap smear that came back, and it was benign. So then they wanted to do a trans-V ultrasound, which they did, and they said my uterus lining was thicker. She saw a polyp that was 1 centimeter. So they want me to go in and have a DNC, and that would be done about in mid-August, and a hysteroscope, I think. So I have asked 3 doctors about doing that 24-hour urine on me from Meridian Valley Lab, because I never did ever have any follow-up hormone therapy, and they don't seem to know about it. So I'm thinking I'm just going to come over, get that test, and have it done myself if you think it would be beneficial. And also, is there any Tahoma doctors that are really knowledgeable on this particular problem with the uterus, which they said they wanted to rule out any possible cancers? But and then I also read that there's some doctors in California that do laser instead. And anyway, I'm just kind of concerned about having a DNC and the rest of it, and wanted to get your opinion on if there were alternatives or nutritions or whatever I could do.
Sure. Now, please correct me if I get any of these details wrong. You said you're over 70. You said that you'd had several unnatural forms of estrogen and progesterone when you were 30 or 40 years younger because of fertility problems.
Right.
Are those both correct? And you've never taken any bioidentical hormones. Is that also correct?
Yes, all of that's correct.
Well, then the odds of your hormone levels being high and causing this kind of problem, because if a woman has too much hormones or takes too many hormones from the outside, yes, the endometrial lining can get thick. It's very, very unusual for it to be thick at age 72. It really is. And so, of course, they're being careful, and you want to look up there with a scope, and they found a polyp and so forth. But cancer doesn't usually make an overall thickness of the lining of the uterus. Come on now, folks. It makes cancers, but thickening the lining of the uterus? So actually, I might be a little more concerned about another angle, and that is, could those artificial estrogens and progesterones that you took so long ago still be giving you a problem? And oddly enough, the answer to that is sometimes yes. What we'll usually do is look around for any traces of the hormones you were given back then. So we would need to know what the exact ones were, and we could look around and see if we could find any that might be somehow still bothering you. Now, I'm not saying that we'll absolutely take care of it, but I'm saying that, gee, given the facts of your individual health circumstances, this is pretty darn rare. And yet, even though one always has to worry about cancer at age 72 when something's happening there, cancer making the lining of the uterus thick? Not usually. That would mean the whole lining of the uterus would have to be a cancer, and all they need to do is biopsy that to find out. And by the way, it's so rare it's almost unheard of. So what I'm thinking about, again, one of the first things is these patented artificial forms of hormones may still be causing you trouble.
All right. So will the 24-hour urine test that Meridian Lab does, would that show that? Or is there
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. There's other testing we would have to do, and for that, you'd be needing to check in with the Tahoma Clinic physician. That's the only way we can get it done. I'm sorry.
Sherman be able to do it, or would another doctor have more expertise in that area?
All right. let's see, just about any of the doctors can get that sort of testing done for you, is right. Where do you live, ma'am?
Well, I'm in the Puyallup area.
Okay, what is
and I have come up to, you know, to Tukwila, and I don't mind doing that for, you know, I have seen Dr. Sherman on my other issues.
Why don't you do this, ma'am? Call my medical assistant. Her name is Virginia, and tell her.
Okay.
Tell her that we discussed this on the radio, and she'll say, "What? I'll get to Dr. Wright and get back to you," because she doesn't listen to the radio much.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Then she can give you an explanation of the sort of testing that needs to be done. And I would hold off on paying for a 24-hour urine test because that does not sound like it has as great a chance of yielding information that would be useful to you.
Then what is your thought on this DNC? Because it seems so... I really would like to avoid it. You think that just the biopsy of one area of the uterus would be sufficient?
Well, it would tell you, if this is the lining of the uterus called the endometrium, and if it's a cancer, which I think is a remote possibility, then a cancer growing in one area is not going to cause the whole thing to thicken. You'd have to have cancer all over the place, and that's why I'm thinking all over the endometrium. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. And that's the entire lining of the uterus, and that's why I'm thinking that, if it really is a cancer, I'd be super surprised, but a biopsy of any part of the uterus, any part of the endometrium of the uterus, should be able to tell you if that's involved with the cancer.
All right, and then the removal of the 1 centimeter polyp, that also can just be done without having a whole DNC?
Right.
Okay, so I definitely will be calling your office, and I appreciate your help in guiding me through this.
Well, please do ask for Virginia, okay?
I will. Thank you, Dr. Wright.
And,